9:30. Do you know what time it is? It's time for the Coffee Break Chat on WICC.
All right, it's Wednesday morning, and this morning we are very pleased to have Mayor Joe Ganim here on the air. And, of course, Mayor Ganim, the mayor of our city, our park city of Bridgeport. Mayor, it's good to see you. Good to hear you. How you doing?
It's good to hear you, too. How are you?
We're doing okay. So glad you are here this morning. And, you know, we were getting all set and ready to go for the coffee and the bagels. That's what you said last week. But
you know what? It's interesting. I checked in with my communications department this morning, and they weren't sure whether we were going to come in or not. But I'm going to surprise you. We'll come in next week.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see about that. All right, we look forward to it. All right, let's get right to it because we have limited time here. We've had some listeners spot that building near the Bass Pro Shop and asking about Steel Point. Can you give us the latest on that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say finally, but it's just a good thing. I drive by certainly every day and stop in occasionally. But now there's 150 new top-of-the-line quality boat slips that are in there. So we're creating this into a real, I don't know how to say it, just a real eye-catcher for waterfront development and for boats. The restaurant is going to open there. Probably with a ribbon cutting around Memorial Day. It's called the Boca Oyster House, and I've been inside of it. It's going to be beautiful. These fireplace things, you'll be able to sit out overlooking the water. I can't think of another venue that's going to be quite what they're offering there. And then they're going to move their offices in there, and we're going to see a new building with 175 units of market-rate housing overlooking the water break ground in the next few months as well.
You know what I'm thinking, Tony, is we need to go do a show live when they open that restaurant.
Yeah.
And go try it out. We'll let everybody know how the food is. Mayor Ganim, moving from that to, we have a job fair actually going on today. I'm not sure if everybody knows about this, but it's happening at City Hall today. Why should people check it out? What can we expect?
Well, it's an opportunity. Look, at jobs and opportunities for jobs and are always critically important. I want to compliment the workplace and career resources. They do so much, and we're partnering with them. That'll be at 999 Broad Street, right here. It's called the Margaret Morton Government Center, 999 Broad Street, this morning at 10 o'clock. So if people are out there thinking, they're looking for a job, they're out there hunting, sometimes it's challenging, this is an opportunity to have it all one stop. So I'd ask people to be aware of it. Those who are listening, they can come in if they have a question before they come in. They can call 203-576-7201, 203-576-7201. That's my office. But please just have them come by and meet and greet, and there'll be a real opportunities there to kind of have maybe a job offer or at least ability to exchange ideas with someone who's looking for people for new jobs.
All right, we're talking with Mayor Joe Ganim. We're very happy to have his honor here with us this morning. Mayor Ganim, you have a summer youth initiative that's going on. There's a deadline for people to apply. That's coming up. What is the program, and how does it help young people in Connecticut?
Yeah, by the end of the month, if they can, I want to remind summer youth opportunities are here in the city of Bridgeport. The deadline for applications is May 31st, so we do have summer jobs for young people. It's always one of those, oh, gee, what can we do? Where can we find jobs when school's out? It's always a challenge. There's right now 75 openings, so it's not 2 or 5 or 10. It's not 200, but it's 75 openings here in the city of Bridgeport. We've dedicated $250,000 in this year's fiscal budget, thanks to the city council support, for summer youth programs and initiatives. It gives it to local organizations and individuals access to funding to create organized youth programs. So there's jobs in Bridgeport for young people. Come in and apply and create an opportunity for yourselves. This is what we want to happen in the city. I'm very happy we're doing this.
Absolutely. And this is actually your fourth year that the administration has now dedicated $250,000. So this is no joke. This is a very great opportunity. Again, talking to Mayor Joe Ganim here in Bridgeport, he was just talking about the summer youth service, your initiative that goes on in the summertime. Very exciting. Another year that is an opportunity for families. The last thing we want to talk about before we let you go, Mayor, is something that came up. It seemed to be one of the top headlines in Bridgeport. In fact, we had Lenny Grimaldi on with Only in Bridgeport yesterday. He was talking about it on his blog. Can you just tell us, it sounds like you have a consultant that is going to be talking about the traffic and just some of the issues that we're seeing right around where the new amphitheater is going on. Why get a consultant, and is this something that the city has done in the past to help with traffic issues?
Well, I think the goal is to improve when we have, which is welcomed, thousands of people coming in to the arena. Now with the amphitheater there as well, you can imagine the draw that's going to be there with 30 or so top name performances in addition to the arena. So the good news, bad news is that there's going to be an eyeball on congestion, greater congestion, but for all the right reasons. So we want to get out ahead of it. It's always been a challenge the way the highway is set up when everybody comes in at once. And I know I read part of one of the stories where you don't get into the shows in time. So we want to try and solve that problem. One of the ideas is to the checkpoints. To increase or reduce the amount of time that someone is at the checkpoint, whether they're paying for parking or whatever, and to keep the cars moving so people can get inside. So we're trying to constantly improve, looking at best practices, and that's what the consultant will help us do. So we're kind of excited about that. As the amphitheater moves quickly, I mean, it's going to be a really exciting venue in addition to the arena and everything else that's going on in downtown. Comedy Club has been packed. I was at karaoke the other night, singing Sweet Caroline. I actually wasn't singing that, but I thought
and
I'd
we didn't
it
get the video of that. Mayor, what are you doing?
So some good stuff going. There are other job opportunities coming up in the city, too. Another 137 for lifeguards, camp counselors. They can apply at Quarry Road. So we want to create an opportunity for people this summer, not just in the venues of coming in for entertainment, improving traffic problems, but for job opportunities for people who live and work in Bridgeport, especially young people.
Mayor Joe Ganim, we have run out of time, but we thank you so very much for taking the time. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week.
With bagels in our mouths.
You got it, baby. Thank you very much. Mayor Joe Ganim here on WACC 600. It's Tony and Melissa in the morning.